Williams, and welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm singer-songwriter and studio session singer Beth Williams, coming to you once again from Colorado, USA, right here at Hill Country Recording Studio, myself along with Hank the Studio Dog. Chloe Chub Chub, the pug, puppy, is sleeping in the other room at the moment. So I'm super excited about this show. First of all, let me welcome all my listeners around the world and in the USA, of course. I have got a great guest coming in, Rick Stockton from the Scones. They're a Colorado rock and Americana group, and they have a brand new CD out called Metronomes. So we're going to be talking about the life of the Scones and also Rick as a songwriter and all of that good stuff. So let me go ahead and get started with one of the tunes from their brand new CD. This is called Feed the Monster.
Well, there's a monster in my backyard. He got claws. Next meal. Yeah.
All right, that was Feed the Monster from the brand new CD by The Scones. The name of the CD is Metronomes. And I have the songwriter of that tune in the studio with me here at Hill Country Recording Studio, Rick Stockton. Welcome.
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
I am doing so great, and I'm glad you're here. Helen wasn't able to be here today. Hopefully, I'll see her again later. I want to know, first of all, why did you call this CD Metronomes?
Well, basically, it was a friend of ours did a painting called Metronomes, and it's spelled Metrognomes. So it's a bit of a play on words. The painting had all these little gnomes with metronomes on their heads, and we thought, man, that would make a cool album cover. It just clicked, and she gave us permission to use it. Her name's Karen Swikart, and she's a wonderful artist down in New Mexico. That was it. I mean, it just was a cool painting, and it sort of fit the vibe of what we're doing.
Gosh, we have so many things to talk about. You've done a lot of CDs. Do you know how many you've done before this one? Just total of all the CDs, under different names, of course.
Right, but... probably about, I think we were counting them up the other day, and it was somewhere around 10.
So you are a Colorado singer-songwriter from Texas. You live on the western slope of Colorado. So just tell me about the Scones and take us back.
Well, actually, we started in Texas. I grew up in Texas, South Texas. Ended up at one point living in Colorado in the Denver area. And that's where I met Helen, and we started playing music together there. And all of a sudden, we got on a circuit that took us all over the South, you know, all the way from Florida to Arizona. And we were playing six nights a week, and this went on for several years. But it was a good way to get our chops together. You know, after that, I started writing songs during that period, or at least more seriously. Then we, you know, settled in Texas. What attracted us to Texas was to settle in there was there was a guitar conservatory in San Antonio called the Southwest Guitar Conservatory. And it was run by Herb Alice, who is a famous jazz player, and another guy that's a really excellent player. He was the lead guitarist for Willie Nelson, Jackie King. And so I spent a year in San Antonio studying guitar, and it was just really wonderful. And we were playing all over San Antonio at the time. And then we moved to a little closer to Austin, into San Marcos. And we were playing all over the area there, and we'd play in Houston and this and that. But after having lived in Colorado, we kept thinking, boy, it was so nice up there, and we just loved Colorado. So we said, sometime we're going to move back. At one point, I got a job as a solo in Grand Junction, just on this fluky thing, and I was playing in New Mexico, then Grand Junction, then I played somewhere in the eastern slope of Colorado. And it was just this little bitty circuit. I started checked out this western Colorado area, and I said, man, it is nice out here. And I'd never seen a lot of the area out this part. And so the next time we came up to Colorado, I told Helen, let's check out that western part. And we just stumbled into this little town. We fell in love with it. Didn't take us long to say, well, let's just move on up there. So here we are, and we've been here for quite a few years. We've been writing lots of songs, putting out a lot of CDs and albums and things like that. And it's been a wonderful area to play music, because there is actually, it's not that heavily populated out here. But
don't tell anyone. Oh, yeah. He did not say that. You were hallucinating. He did not say that.
Right. But when I was in Texas, you know, we were traveling a lot too. So I said, well, you know, we might as well just travel on these beautiful, beautiful mountain roads to all of our gigs. Because, you know, obviously we couldn't just make a living playing in our little town, because it's 1,500 people or so. But, I mean, we played there, but, you know, you can't make a living playing there. So we started, you know, doing the circuit, playing in Aspen and Telluride and Grand Junction and all the little, there's a million little towns around here. And now we're doing mostly, you know, concerts and festivals and stuff like that. So that's how we ended up here. You know, when I moved here, I did have a studio in Texas. And so I just moved the studio up, and being it is kind of a low population area, when I moved here, we were one of the few studios in the whole region. So I started getting tons of business recording people. That started me getting connected with a lot of musicians around here. And here we are these years later, and we have this new album out. You know, by the time we got to Colorado, we were mainly doing our original music, but we had a request one night to do a show of 60s music, and it was a New Year's Eve evening, and so the owner of the art center that we were playing at suggested we do that, and he said, why don't you call yourselves the Strolling Scones?
Right.
So he said, well, it's a one-night affair. We can do that. And we hired a few other people that might know some more 60s songs, because I didn't think I could do 4 hours of 60s music. But I knew enough to do something. And so we did it, and it was such a hit, you know, all of a sudden everybody said, you got to do this some more. And so we played for about a year doing that. And then I said, okay, I can't do this forever. So I started writing songs that were sounding kind of 60s oriented. That took off, and we were working all the time, and it was really busy. Eventually, we became mostly an original band again, but it was sort of had a 60s tinge, but a lot of people thought of us as a 60s cover band. So we decided, well, we can't be the Strolling Scones. Too many people thought we were a Rolling Stones cover band. So I said, well, so many people know us by that name. Let's just call us the Scones. So now we're basically an original band that's called the Scones. It's been great. You know, we're still increasing our fan base, I guess you would call it, playing a lot of gigs.
Let's tell the folks where they can find you. So your website is Scones Music, is that right?
Yes, sconesmusic.com is how you can find us. Get on there, and you can even join our email list if you want. We send out an emailer about once a month.
And I think they get a free song if they sign
up
for your email list.
If you sign up online, you'll get a free song or two. You know, we have a pretty good collection of songs on there that you can choose between.
Right. And on Facebook, is it Scones Music or The Scones? Let me go look. The Scones Music is what it is on Facebook
Scones
as
Music.
Well.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and play another tune from your brand new CD, The Scones Metronomes. I'm going to play Big Blue Planet. And let me just clarify for everyone that you are the songwriter of the group. And I must say, one of the best songwriters I've ever heard. And your songs are incredible. And I really mean that from my heart. I mean, a lot of people have discovered you, but my hope for you is that more people will discover your music. So tell us about Big Blue Planet.
Big Blue Planet. It's kind of about how you look at the world and there's so much sadness in the world. In a way, it's a big blue planet. You know, if you look at the news and all of the bad things going on, but you can still have a joyful life if you don't take all of that in and just incorporate it into yourself. There's a little bit of an environmental thing in there. There's something about there's a hole in the sky, and that relates to the ozone hole, you know, and that's another thing to be sad about. Actually, that ozone hole in over the Antarctic is getting repaired because all of the countries got together and figured out what to do about it. You know, it was about 20 years ago, and it was really bad. And it just appears now and then now after, back then they took action. So it shows you what, when you get all of the nations working together, that you can make changes that are really threatening to the Earth. So there's a little bit of that environmental thing, but it's mostly about how you can still have a happy life besides,
in
spite of all the bad stuff going on in the world. You know, there's a lot, in my book, there's a lot more good things going on in the world than bad stuff. They just force all this bad stuff into our face every day, you know.
Right. Here are the Scones. The Metronomes is the name of the CD, and the tune is Big Blue Planet.
Sadness all around. See the beautiful girl passing by now. You'd think she'd never have no reason to cry, but she can't even find a good reason to smile. Passing straight through on the third rock from the sun, yeah. Anywhere I go, every face I see, well, they're lonely, lonely, lonely inside, just like me.
I live on a big blue planet. I know there was a hole in the sky. We'll build a fire under these blues and fan it, and everything's gonna be alright tonight.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Beth Williams, and that was Big Blue Planet by the Scones off their brand new CD, Metronomes. And I have the lead vocalist and, well, one of the lead vocalists. The other one is Helen Highwater, who couldn't be with us. But I have the songwriter of the group, Rick Stockton. You play the guitar, you play the banjo. What else do you play on this CD? And so let me just say, we forgot to mention, you produced this CD, you recorded this CD at your studio in Paonia. Tell us about the production and all.
Yeah, well, we started it about January this year. Basically, we're a four-piece band. You know, we have drums, bass. Helen is the bass player. We have Harry Knipe, Grand Junction drummer. Now we have Melanie Jean, who is a flautist and a real nice singer. She's the latest addition. We were doing it as a trio for quite a while. She's been a nice addition. It's like a power trio before that. So I was responsible for holding everything down all the time and taking leads all the time, which is, you know, great. But it's nice to be able just to play rhythm sometimes. So I let the flute take over a lot of stuff. As you heard on Big Blue Planet, I let the flute sort of takes the lead on that.
And she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's
such a nice girl, so beautiful. In fact, everyone should go to the Scones Music on their website and check out what she looks like and what Rick. You're all good looking.
Yeah, check
folks.
Out our video on there. We recorded a video over at the Colorado National Monument, and it's really fun. And it's on this album, cover of It's a Beautiful Day, a Whitebird song. We started in January. I decided try to do in my past albums, I just say, okay, we're going to do 10 or 12 songs and I'll put all the rhythm tracks down, start layering things. This time I said, you know, it might be better just to do 3 songs at a time, and that way you can really focus a little more seriously on each song. That was the difference on this album, which we did. We just started with 3 songs. You know, I had a list of probably about 18 songs that we were thinking about recording. So we just started whacking away at them, and eventually it took long. You know, we were playing a lot. We had a lot of gigs. There was a lot of other things going on in life. You know how that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it took us about 9 months to get the whole darn thing done. We also, another aspect of it this time was a little different from my previous albums. I usually start recording analog, the last couple albums, we've started analog and then we'll bounce it down to Pro Tools. This one we started straight on Pro Tools. And so this is the first time I've done it strictly on Pro Tools. And it came out, was nice. You know, there's so many things you can do on Pro Tools, which is the digital application that you use for recording. It was kind of an experiment for me to do it that way, and I feel pretty good about it. I know you'd lose just a little bit of something when you don't go analog, but most people don't notice it, and most people are recording just straight to digital these days. So
y'all are just completely grassroots, and that's what this show is all about. Uh-huh. It's the indie artist. You know, you don't have all the big backing and the publicists and all this. You do everything yourselves, and you guys are really hardworking. And probably to promote the CD, you're going to start doing some touring. Are you interested in going overseas?
We would love to do that. We just got the album in our hands, so we're just about to start kind of promoting it and pushing it a little bit. We actually even haven't done a release party or anything. You're one of the first people to get the record.
Right,
and
awesome.
We do so appreciate you playing it for us. We are going to start promoting it. I'm a songwriter. We're musicians. We don't have all the connections in the world. These days, when it's your do-it-yourself sort of situation, you have to learn to wear many hats.
You do.
You know, you're a great help for us to get us airplay in all sorts of different places.
For anybody who's listening, since the Scones are grassroots, in other words, there are some musicians who have a lot of money who can hire a bunch of people to help them. My friends, the Scones, don't have a big money stash, just doing it themselves. So anything that you can do, if you can go to their Facebook page and like it, spread the word. Be a part of this. And if you know of a great listening room or a venue, house concerts, I know you guys
yes.
love doing house concerts. Mm-hmm. If you want to host a house concert, and you can go to their website, The Scones Music, and learn about that. If you know people overseas, you know, network with The Scones and become part of their tribe. You
yeah.
need more people to be in your tribe.
We'd love that. And, yeah. You know, as far as house concerts, we have started doing house concerts, and a lot of people shy away from having drums in a house concert. Our drummer has a cocktail set, which is one of those little sets that you stand up and play. He uses brushes and things like that. We've been very effective and had very successful house concerts with that. So it isn't something to be afraid of if you're interested in house concerts.
Yeah, and house concerts.
And one of the unique things about our band is instead of electric guitar when we're playing live, I play acoustic guitar, but I can get it to sound kind of electric, but it isn't like over the top loud unless we're playing a big festival, then we turn it up. Anyway, that's one of the things that's crazy about what we're doing is all of the effects and stuff I can get with the guitar because I have a setup that works really well with the acoustic guitar on that.
Well, you know, I love, and let me just say, because these folks don't know it, and this past summer I was one of the Scones.
You were.
They were doing the Summer of Love show, and I was one of the backup vocalists. I had the best time. You guys are
yeah.
amazing. And one thing I loved is it has to be perfect for y'all. I mean, you really work at your craft. In
mm-hmm.
other words, you don't just show up and go, well, let's hope this is going to be good. You guys practice, you work at it.
Well, the thing I love most, actually, you know, although I love playing guitar and doing leads and what, most thing is harmony.
Yeah.
And big harmony and doing a lot of vocal things. And you can hear that on the album. There's a lot of cool vocals on there. That's why it was so wonderful working with you because you have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. It was so fun.
And we like a lot of backup vocals and all of that. And that's what really turns me on.
Yeah, you know, every time when you move, we have a squeak in here. It sounds like a mouse, but it's actually not. It's just, I think it's that table.
I know what it is.
I don't know. Maybe we're just getting old and we're squeaking.
It's my bones.
It's our bones are squeaking.
No.
So we're going to have time to do one more song. We're going to do Goodbye, Good Luck, Good Riddance. Tell us about that song. But before you do, let's just remind everyone again where they can find you. It's thesconesmusic.com.
Right.
Facebook is The Scones Music. And you are Rick Stockton. What else do we need to tell everybody?
We're on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
So you can download the album on iTunes, and you can download our previous albums if you like what you hear. We're also on CD Baby, which is cdbaby.com, I think is what it's called.
It is cdbaby.com, and you guys have a YouTube channel.
We have a YouTube channel.
You know, you can send Rick a message on Facebook, Rick Stockton.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just send it to
please
The Scones.
Do, and I'll, mm-hmm. contact us. We'd love to talk to you over email. You know, we're very responsive to whoever writes us.
Okay, so let's talk about, I know that Zach Mann wrote this particular song.
Yeah, Zachary Mann.
Zachary Mann.
He used to live in our town in Colorado. He ran a pizza joint. But he's also a great songwriter. Zach is now living, I think, in Missouri. You know, we've kept in touch with Zach. You know, I always thought this song had hit potential to it. It was written for a man to sing. And I thought, well, you know, I think it's really more of a girl song. So we adjusted the lyrics a little bit to make it fit more for a girl to sing it. And so Helen does a killer version of it. That is how that song came about. And it's just, you know, I think it's really appropriate for today, for particularly for a girl singer, you know, with everything going on in the news and whatnot. It's sort of empowering, I think, for women.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for coming by the studio. It's great having you here. Give Helen a big kiss for me. Mwah. So here it is right now. Goodbye, good luck, good riddance. This is from the Scones from their brand new CD, Metronomes.
So long,
farewell.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Beth Williams, and that was Miss Helen Highwater with the Scones singing one of their new songs, Goodbye, Good Luck, Good Riddance. That's from their brand new CD, Metronomes. Special thank you to my buddy Rick Stockton for coming by the studio and doing an interview with me, talking about the new CD, the Metronomes. You know, one of the reasons I love doing this indie Americana songwriter show is so many songwriters that you might hear on the big record labels and radio stations, a lot of them are no better. In fact, a lot of these songwriters that I play are even better, but usually the people who make it big time have big money behind them. And the songwriters that I play generally, for the most part, don't have big bucks, but they have big, super mega talent, and they're great songwriters. And speaking of great singers and songwriters, Billy Lister is brand new to me. His bio says, Billy Lister is a singer-songwriter from Burney, Texas, and the grandson of country music legend Big Bill Lister. His grandfather toured with Hank Williams in the 1950s on the Grand Ole Opry. Billy is following in his grandfather's footsteps by bringing a unique voice and style to the Texas music scene. So I'm going to play a tune of his called Have You Seen Emily? Here he is, Billy Lister.
It's late December, almost the new year. It's a quarter to nine and I'm not there. At a favorite place, Medina Cafe, where I first asked you your name. Well, I made you like I was back then. For our first day when I walked in, couldn't find you in this crowd. So I keep on looking around, looking around. Have you seen Emily? I lost her here today. Have you seen Emily? Cause I can't find a trace of her or any place I've been. Please tell me, have you seen? Tell me, have you seen Emily? It's 12:30. Under the foggy lights of Madison Square, where there's couples throwing quarters, making wishes on that water. Did you throw one there for me, Emily? And the folks you can't recall if they've ever seen you here at all. I'm tired of looking around, trying to find your face in this crowd. Have you seen Emily? I lost her here today. Have you seen Emily? Cause I can't find a trace of her or any place I've been. Please tell me, have you seen? Tell me, have you seen Emily? First day when I walked in, couldn't find you looking around. Am I just a face in this crowd? And have you seen Emily? I lost her here today. And have you seen Emily? Oh. And have you seen Emily? I lost her here today. And have you seen Emily? Cause I can't find. Tell me, have you seen?
you're waiting for the same old words, no answers, only guesses. This time, love, I'll not comply, for I'll be crossing bridges. I know the feeling well at heart, the pain of torn out stitches. Letting go is always hard, from lips with ruby kisses. I leave behind all I've known, in wake of fear I'm trembling. I'll go my way and not look back, no good will come remembering. Destined on there'll be no more, meaningless forgiving. I venture on with every step to find what I've been missing. So think of me no more, my love. Close your eyes tightly. I'll disappear with no regrets, though you may think unkindly. The road may be long and hard, it may turn slightly, but not enough to change this heart. I'll follow where. I leave behind all I've known. I hear the songbird calling. I walk until she sings no more. The evening light is falling. A new day dawns for me, I know. The choices now are calling. For you I pray the same is true forevermore, my darling. Waiting for the same old words, no answers, only guesses. This time, love, I'll not comply, for I'll be crossing bridges. I know the feeling well at heart, the pain of torn out stitches. Letting go is always hard, from lips with ruby kisses.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Beth Williams, and that was the Dewberries with their tune, Lips with Ruby Kisses. The Dewberries, it's a duo. They're in Cummings, Georgia, and that's Paula Jones and John Reagan. Or maybe it's Reagan. I'm not sure. Paula has been a little bit laid up with some health issues. I just want to wish her well. Quick healing for you. Now here's a brand new single from Randy Moore. It was written by Hall of Fame songwriter Dickie Lee. The tune is I Could Live Here.
All year round, people still out walking when the sun goes down. And I haven't met a stranger in this little old town. Oh, I could live here. I could almost live here. Nobody's in a hurry anywhere. There's a hint of honeysuckle hanging on the air. It reminds me of the perfume that you used to wear. I could live here. I could almost live here. I could live here. God knows
seems I could almost live here. But I'm still searching for a place to ease the pain. From a beach on Acapulco to the northern tip of Maine. From 100,000 memories to a place that has no name. It's all the same. Oh, oh, it's all the same. Just one place I wanna be. That could be just anywhere if you were there with me. And if you walk right through the door right now, say you stay with me, I could live here. Ooh, I could live here. I can live here. God knows I can live here. Oh, I can live here. I sure like to live here. Oh, I can live.
I remember who I am. Love is so alive in me. I remember who I am. I am open, I am free. I remember who I am. Love has made a home in me. I remember who I am. Breathing in this glorious day, I remember who I am. Breathing out, love's on its way, I remember who I am. I remember who I am. I remember who I am. Love is so alive in me. I remember who I am. I am centered, I am whole. I remember who I am. I have riches more than gold. I remember who I am. I am joyful, I am strong. I remember who I am. I find peace within my song. I remember who I am. I remember who I am. I remember who I am. Love is so alive in me. I remember who I am. I remember who you are. I remember who you are. Love is so alive in you. I remember who you are. I remember who we are. I remember who we are. are. Love is so alive in us. I remember who we are. I remember who we are. We remember who we are.
That was Colorado singer-songwriter Ellen Stapenhorse with her tune, Who I Am. Next up is a new tune from the Glenn Grantham Band. It's called Burning Ships. Here he is now.
Something has made you come undone. You forget the battle that you know you have won. Freedom lies just across the sea. Just ride those waves that bring you here to me.
Coleslaw with barbecue beans and hot links on the side. We need line at the barbecue pit, but it just ain't satisfied. Thank you. I'm a hungry son of a gun. Waiting in line at the barbecue pit, but my order ain't never done. Got some coleslaw and barbecue beans, and hot links on the side. Waiting in line at the barbecue pit, but I just ain't satisfied, no.
That was my buddy Harry Harpoon, Colorado singer-songwriter, with his tune Barbecue Pit from the Shrimp is Funky CD. And Harry's the real deal. He recorded this straight to a 1952 Magna Recorder PT-6 using RCA ribbon mics with no overdubs or digital manipulation. That's what you call the real deal. And speaking of the real deal, we're going to do a tune from Miss Janet McBride, a song of hers called The Gospel Yodel. Texas singer-songwriter, here she is now.
My destiny is heaven, I'm here to say. I've made my reservations and I'll soon be on my way. I can't wait to hear the angel voices when they sing. I'll do the gospel yodel and make the heavens ring. Somewhere down below, it's time you decided what it's gonna be. Why don't you be an angel and come along with me? If you can't make up your mind, oh Satan, standing by. The fires of hell are burning hot, on this you can rely. Still the choice is up to you, you're running out of time. Tell the Lord you wanna go or you'll be left behind. Cause heaven's waiting, what'll be your fate? Will you walk the streets of gold or will you hesitate? When this world has ended and when the angels sing, we'll do the gospel yodel.
I've been living here in peace, till a city man bought land and started changing the scenery. Yeah. beer cans on the dirt road, the clean countryside is gone. As for my privacy, all kind of strangers looking on. When I get to the highway, well, there's a bar that opened up. Joe drove off, died drunk last night. City man blamed it on bad luck. Yeah, city man, get your city hands far from this bar. City man, get your city hands far from this bar. Go back where, go back where, back where you belong. Yeah, city man, get your city hands far from this bar. Now, let me see if I got this. You come to this town, you say, 'cause you like the place. Why on earth have you done everything you could to change its small, sweet face? You say change is good. Well, mister, here's a nickel and a dime. For every little town that grew and didn't grow in crime. Now I gotta lock my car, my house, and keep my pretty baby inside. Like a train running, trouble's coming. I can feel it's gonna hit us broadside. If you wanted to live in the city, why'd you come here? You're overblown, sensitive, entitlement. It's screaming in my
truly, Beth Williams singing my song, This Farm, from my In This Old House CD, which is available on my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. I wrote that after a guy actually opened a bar at the end of our dirt road when I was living in Texas, and we literally were driving down the dirt road, and there was trash, and there were beer cans on the dirt road, and that did it. That inspired that tune. So that's it. We are all out of time. I'll be back same time, same station. Until next time, please join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, where you'll find more of my original songs, as well as pictures of Chloe Chubb, the pug puppy, and Hank, my studio dog. Be sure and like and follow so that you'll get the updates when I'm posting things. And if you could join me on YouTube, Beth Williams Music, where I have not only my original songs, but I have some How to Yodel videos. Mm-hmm, that's right, How to Yodel, and some singing lessons. So I do hope you'll keep singing. Until next time, this is yours truly, Beth Williams, wishing you well.